my hands in love and kindness to the ones in need of a way out. Pick up my cross and carry it daily, and let myself be crucified. To be held in the arms of one so faithful, the one who's forgiven. Such peacefulness, deserve to kneel at the feet of Jesus. What have I done to deserve this? A slave to sin, but the ransom he paid for, whoever will call upon his name. I owed a debt that I could not pay for, he paid a debt that he did not owe. So what have I done to deserve this? Deserve inside such peacefulness, deserve to at the feet of Jesus. What have I done to deserve this? So what have I done to deserve this? Deserve inside such peacefulness, deserve to kneel at the feet of Jesus. What have I done to deserve this? What have I done to deserve?
Calling the unknown approaching vessel, you are on a collision course with us. Please change your course 15 degrees to the south to avoid a collision.
Recommend you change your course 15 degrees to the north to avoid collision.
When we are told to change course, we have a choice to make. Do we change or continue on the same path?
We are a naval ship. This is the captain speaking. I say again, divert your course.
No, I say again, divert your course.
Jesus gave us a choice to make when he said, "You are from below, I am from above. If you do not believe that I am the one I claim to be, you will indeed die in your sins."
Sir, we could change course here.
We have the right of way. I am not changing our course. Unknown vessel, this is an aircraft carrier. We are a large warship. Divert your course now.
This is a lighthouse. Your call.
When it comes to Jesus, what choice will you make?
Changing course. We really don't like being forced into changing the course or the direction that we're going, do we? But we get our minds set on the mission and we go forward to conquer. We're not about to let anything easily change the road that we're on or even the lane that we choose to get there in. Matter of fact, some folks don't even like yielding to someone else, even if it only means a few extra seconds before they get on the highway coming down that on-ramp. These days, I don't see much of the open highways because I'm always running the metropolitan areas of the East Coast. You know, there's no shortage of on-ramps in this neck of the woods, and you know as well as I do, there's never any shortage of those kind of folks who simply have no intention of yielding as they enter the highway. They're on their own little mission to get on course and stay on course no matter what. How many times a day do we see that driver on a mission trying to force a big truck over into the next lane so as they can get on course? Now, they're blind to the fact that your truck has nowhere to go. You've got someone in the lane to your left, you got another truck far too close to your fanny for you to hit the brakes, and you know that the car isn't going to make it in time before the end of the ramp. Still, they act like you're the one who needs to yield, and somehow they have it in their mind that you're going to be the one to do it. They just keep going full steam ahead until they have absolutely no choice but to hit their brakes and do what the sign said they needed to do in the first place. They yield. You know, all this talk about yielding, it makes me think of a verse from Romans 6:16. There it says that, "Do you not know that whoever you yield yourselves to it is to that one that you're a slave. Either you yield yourself to the master of sin, and that leads to death, or you yield to the obedience of God, and that leads to righteousness. Just like the driver of that car, trying to force their way on the road instead of obeying the word yield, we do this to God. How many times have we known what God has spoken to us in our hearts, and we just pedal to the metal, trying to force our way on course before the timing that God has in mind for us? You know, there's another similarity between that car coming down on the on-ramp and ourselves. The driver of that car has two choices. They're going to hit the brakes, slow down, and yield, or they're going to crash big time. That's the position we put God in sometimes. He's trying to tell us to slow down, put the brakes on, yield to His words. And we're either going to crash or we're going to yield. Now, I have no idea what God's Holy Spirit might be telling you to yield about, my friend. But whatever it is, know this. When we yield to the love and the direction of God in our lives, we'll always be in the proper lane and we'll always be right on course. And we're always going to get to our destination in His perfect timing. Thank God for yield signs in our lives.
Bone ties and sweet buns I can handle. I can fly through potholes and loose gravel. Go 90 miles an hour with no headlights in the dark. 'Cause the Lord has got His hands upon the wheel of my heart. Roll down the window. Because the Lord has got His hands upon the wheel. Everything about Him is real. My life will never miss the mark. 'Cause the Lord has got His hands upon the wheel of my heart. Dead ends won't stop to slow me down.
Upon the wheel of my heart, the Lord has got His hands upon the wheel.